and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6. And today is a Thursday, July the 27th, 2017. We have a live show for you today. Today's show is going to be after the U.S. economic implosion, its poverty enslavement. Will explode. Its poverty enslavement will explode. So after the U.S. economic implosion, its poverty enslavement will explode. And you'll see what we're talking about from there. And just want to thank you all for listening to the show today and being a part of it. And anytime you'd like to get into the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Then hit star. I'll see you in queue and definitely we'll bring you up. Let me check to see, make sure I can see everything in queue. Yes, I can. So just want to thank you all for that. And I just want to say, Sister Davis, if you can, call into the show yesterday. I'm sorry, I missed your text. It got buried in all of my other texts, and I didn't see it until today. So, of course, you always can. This is our show. You don't even have to ask, Sister Davis. So definitely, hopefully you enjoyed Wise Wednesday yesterday. Yesterday has been trying to catch up on some things, so I had to get off and take care of some things. And I know Brother Davis did a wonderful, wonderful job. I'm going to have to go back and listen to it, which I will do. And just want to thank you all once again for being a part of Tando Radio Show and the Black Talk Radio Network. So before we get into today's show, everyone continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. Go to the website for this network, www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. And once you're there, go to the far right-hand margin. You'll see the donation prompt with the holding hands that's there. Hit that and then give some of your financial energy so this network will continue to stay on air and continue to grow and bring you what you've been accustomed to and what you find as edifying and necessary, because we find that for you, you are so important to us. This is why we do what we do. But in the collective prudence, there's an exchange. Please give some of your financial energy so that this network can continue to do what it's doing for those that we've yet not named. Also, if you would like to support, there's another way that you can support the network, and it's being a part of this membership for its social media outlet known as BTR Community. And in that, you'll be able to engage in all of your social media activities as you would in other places without being as adversely infected, such as on Facebook or tweeting and all the other stuff. You can do that with BTR Community, and your identity will never be sold to any bidder. And believe me, it's a membership, so the likelihood of anybody data mining to see who you are, what you're all about, who you know, get into all of the business that we divulge about ourselves, or people adversely affecting, putting stuff on your different, you don't have to worry about that. Okay, $24 a year. Come on over to BTR community. Govern yourself accordingly, of course. Be respectful of the community that was created in a more holistic way in to benefit you all. So do that with us at BTR community. You can do that on the website. You'll see the capital B that's there. Hit that. Or you can go to www.btrcommunity.com. And join the BTR community social media platform. So, okay, very, very important. It's the only place that I post is where we can find and meet each other. So, that's today's show. Oh, no, what am I talking about? That's today's show. Also, let me get into, forgot my, okay, next. Okay, next, if you'd like to acquire real money, you can do that by going to prosperitymint.com, prosperitymint.com. Check out what's in inventory there. And then definitely email info@prosperitymint.com, info@prosperitymint.com. So someone can explain the overall process of buying precious metals. Remember, even though you're not paid as a king or a queen or as a lady and gentleman, you can save as one. Very, very important. And that is going to be probably some of the most relevant thing as we move into these new economies, and I didn't mess up. New economies, they're going to be multifaceted, so just want you to be ready and prepare for that in itself. Okay, so also everyone, please support my man Michael Emmanuel. Michael is coming off of his chemotherapy, and I called him Will Emmanuel, and Will is his dad, and I just thought of him as a junior. My mistake. So it's Michael. And I knew that. So, but hey, go to on BTR community on our page. You'll see the GoFundMe, the only GoFundMe that we have. You can go to www.gofundme.com/SamUnionYankee5P-3500 for my man Michael Emmanuel, who is recovering from chemotherapy from his germ cell cancer treatment, and we want to help the family get some of the things that are necessary and needed so this body can detoxify from the chemo and just strengthen the immune system and strengthen the body so that the cancer itself will stay in remission and Michael can continue to do what his great talents enable him to do, and we can share that among ourselves. So go to the GoFundMe campaign, give whatever it is. For those of you that have given, I want to say from the family, they greatly appreciate and thank you for that. Okay, so definitely check out that. Also, if you'd like to be a part of our Trade Coin Club, our trading our cryptocurrency, you could do that by going to ourcryptocurrency.com. Sign up there. You'll be part of the group and get into these cryptocurrencies. We meet on Mondays for discussions about the cryptocurrencies and what's going on. So you can do that with us. Very, very important. And this is a part of the reasons why I said economies are going to be multifaceted ones. So that's what you can do. So we're going to jump into what's in the news. But before we jump into what's in the news, if you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, give us a call, 866-510-9025. 866-510-9025. Hit **. We'll see you in queue, and we'll definitely bring you up. And looking forward to discussing with you. If anything that you would like to talk about on this Thursday, definitely do that. And we will love to hear and engage with you, because what you think and what you're noticing is so, so important. We'd love to hear more from you, be a part of it today and every day, because what you're seeing and what you're doing is very, very important, or what you're concerned about is very, very important. And I say that for this reason: make sure that we are talking about some things that are going to be the solutions to the conditions that we're in individually, collectively, and as a species. I think it's very, very important that we do that, because that is the essence of so much that really gets neglected. And don't want you nor I or us to neglect what's so necessary. Everything else is just frost. Everything else is just frost. But there are some things that really, really, really should take center stage and matter And that's the overall quality of our existence should be paramount. And the developing of what it is that we need to build should be our direction. So I'm looking forward to doing that with you all in continuance. So definitely want to do that. And I hit something here in, and I messed something up. It's on the, okay, there it is. Came back. Oops, no, it didn't. All right, so I got to log back into the board, hit something, and knock myself out. So, all right, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, would love to hear from you. Those that have never called into the show before, or those that have called into the show before, you are the reason why we're here. And sometimes it's always good for us to talk about different things that, you know, not just, you know, I don't want to be the one that brings, you know, all of the subject matter. I think it's very important that you get some of your subject matter or some of the things that you think is important, bring it to the table, which I know a lot of you have no problem with doing. So hopefully you'll find a opportunity to give us a call and introduce yourself or just say some of the things that's on your mind, regardless of what it is, because you're greatly appreciated by us, okay? By me, by Scotty, and by all the listeners here. And that is why we're here. All right, so we're going to jump into what's in the news. And once again, before we jump into what's in the news, today's show topic, the topic today is after the U.S. economic implosion, it's poverty, enslavement will explode. Boom. So that's what we want to, that's going to be the emphasis of today's show. So get in involved in that if you would like to. So we're going to jump into what's in the news. First article from what's in the news, and this is going to be the main state of today's show. And this is what we talked about, what I've and actually spoke about it many, many, many times here on Tando Radio Show. To say, hey, heads up, y'all, this is what you need to be looking out for when you start to see this. This is the direction that things is going. Here it comes. This comes from Madison.com. And that's from Madison, Wisconsin. Foxconn to build a $10 billion plant in Wisconsin to employ up to 13,000 people and what's being called the largest economic development program in the state history. Taiwanese electrical giant Foxconn plans to build a $10 billion plant in Wisconsin that will create liquid crystal display panels and employ as many as 13,000 people. And we'll get to that and ladies and gentlemen, it's not what you think. Remember Foxconn and their overall engagements in the tech industries and their compounds that they have built for people. This is the same industry that enslaves people throughout the world. And we told you that this is going to be coming here because the U.S. is totally, totally going to be economically neutered. In place, its relevancy will be for its workforce, its labor force. And that workforce and that labor force is going to be, in my opinion, is going to be fundamentally based off of the expansion of the industrial prison complex by way of poverty. One of the things about big businesses is that profitable businesses never go out of business. They just reinvent themselves. The enslavement of stealing and seizing the energy and shifting and diverting the energy of human beings has been extremely profitable to few of the many, and because of that, they will never give it up. It will only end when those that are enslaved refuse to participate. And we're going to get back to this story because here it comes. For some of you that's been listening to the Tando Radio Show, you know what I mean by this. And yep, here it is. We said this would be coming. There are going to be plenty of jobs here, but they're not going to pay you a darn thing. There was another article that I lost that I got to find. And very, very important. And I mentioned, I don't know how I forgot to post that one. And I got to find it. Very, very significant and important article. And maybe I hid it from myself by mistake. And I think that's what I did. But I will find it. And when we do, we'll bring it to you. So I think it's very, very important. Darn. You're not going to be able to. Okay, I'm going to have to find it over the commercial break. Because I don't want to look for it while we're here on the show. But let me see. Wait a minute. I will find this daggone article. I need to. Very, very important article. So we're in, with that being said, I'm going to continue to what's in the news. But this article will be the backbone of today's show. And where is this? I've got to find this article because it goes right along with everything here. But I'll find it. No worry about it. We will find it and put it in. Put it together. Have an idea where it is. See, and I don't want any dead air, but sometimes I gotta focus. Oh man. Okay. All right. So we'll find it. I'll find it. I feel it. All right. So let's get back into the show. All right. So next article that we posted, and this one's up. I know a couple of people posted. I meant to post it yesterday. I don't think I did. Bolivia's president declares total independence from World Bank and IMF. So check out that article. I know L.A. Ramon and Roz and maybe Scotty had said some things about it, I think Ramon had posted it, or I'm not quite sure who did. I saw it yesterday or the day before, and I was meaning to post it, just like I was meaning to post this other one. I can't find it, but I didn't do it. But I'm glad they did. So check out that article in itself. It was all a dream, it's a setup. Next article comes from the Telegraph. Shrinkflation has hit over 2,500 customer products over the past five years. Very, very, very important article. This is why I got to find the other one, because it goes right along with this. And so I'm going to find that, even if we got to take a little longer commercial break, because it's very, very important. Okay, next article. I got this one from Business Insider. China wants to build 100 panda-shaped solar power plants around the world. Check out that article. Oh, but wait, before we do this, let me just read this last one from the Telegraph, just the underlying, the footnote. This data reveals the idea that the Brexit has left the shrinkflation boom due to weak pound makes imports more expensive. This is a farce, despite its contributions to an increase in the price of some imported goods. Dismissed the Brexit as a reason for recent shrinkflation. We're going to go over shrinkflation today because this is a part of the implosion that is going to explode the overall poverty enslavement paradigm. So definitely want to check this out. All goes together. So this one, it was the one I started was talking about with China. China wants to build 100 panda-shaped solar power plants around the world. China wants to build 100 panda-shaped power plants. They've already built one and has begun another. From the air, the collection of pandas looks like a cartoon panda. Each individual plant will, over a 25-year period, save 1.6 million tons of coal and cut green gas emissions by 2.7 million tons. So check out that article. And now, what's the key to this? In order to build solar panels, what do you need? You need light and silver. So very, very important. Read between the lines, ladies and gentlemen. That's, and I think this is very important. Another super important article. UK will shut down scandal. UK will shut down. Scandal hits LIBOR. In 5 years' time, the LIBOR should be no more. A top UK UK regulator said it will phase out the London interbank offering rate, a scandal plagued benchmark that is used to set the price of trillions of dollars in loans across the world. Ladies and gentlemen, LIBOR is adversely affecting you. It is the interest rate loans. And this is the thing. There are so many benchmarks that are going to be challenged, but they're going to be challenged not from the standpoint of what we think. When they say that they're going to get rid of LIBOR, believe me, that means they already got something else to replace it that they're going to use to their advantage. Because let me ask you something. Did you create LIBOR? Did we create LIBOR? No. Those that did is saying that it's going to be destroyed because they're going to replace it with something else. But LIBOR is something that you definitely want to know about. If you want to do some research on it and look at some of the things that we're going to be talking about on it, look at the London Whale incident. They tried to extradite those individuals to the U.S. for prosecution, which they really didn't try to do. Very, very important. LIBOR is the London Interbank Offer Rate, basically where the rate of everything that you pay is set as far as interest rates. Your student loans, your car loan, your credit card, your mortgage, all of that stuff is established by way of the overall benchmark, fixing benchmark known as LIBOR. And they're doing this to make you think that something is going to happen, because this is, in my opinion, this is a part of the implique that's first going to have the kaboom. And this is the kaboom is just going to continue to happen. Shrinkflation is the kaboom. There's so many things that we've been covering on here to show you it's not one thing that's going to be happening. I hope that you see that it's already happening and is only going to continue to quicken and expand its overall depths of everything. So check out that. Next article from the Independent. Sweden accidentally leaked details about all of its citizens. Now it's getting worse. Sweden accidentally leaked details of almost all of its citizens, and now it's getting worse. Well, they already had this stuff, but this is the admittance. This is the conflict. It turns into crisis, and they provide solutions for it. So very, very important. Check out that article. So now, this one this comes from Forbes. So Forbes doesn't like you to take their stuff and put it somewhere else. So they don't really give the web address on this one. So I'm going to just tell you what it is. This comes from Forbes. Chinese wages are showing. Paul Krugman is right once again. I have challenges to that. I say no. And we're going to tie this into today's show as well. So check out that one. But you probably can't hit it there. It's something that you're going to have to look up for yourself, and gave you what it was about. And once again, China's wages are showing. Paul Krugman is right once again. So it's The Economist. So let me fix this. I think it's pretty loud. All right. So 1 second, you all. Let's see if I can stop this advertisement. Hopefully it will. Yep. Nope. Okay. Let me fix this here. All right. So we'll just get back to it. Don't worry about it. All right. So check out that article. Next article I posted, this one comes from express.co.uk. is a British publication. Italy's largest bank hacked in a major breach as data from 400,000 accounts stolen. This is nothing new. This is happening everywhere. It is all set up for, and this is being purposely done. These are no, in my opinion, these aren't hacks. This is just that they're saying that because other things are going to be coming up. So check out that article. Next one, I got this one from naturalnews.com. NASA's spacecraft mission has proven that Mars, Saturn, Jupiter, and Venus all have suffered climate change without any human activity whatsoever, because climate change is actually something that was devised to be able to tax you and to subjugate and enslave you even further by giving you lies about situations and blaming you for everything by attacking your self-esteem so that you'll always obey. You always need to be on your knees to your provider. That's what the system is always about. Check out that article. Next one. Next article I got from Russia International, RT International. Alien toddler skeleton with deformed skull unearthed in Crimea. The birthplace of a 1.5-year-old boy with a deformed, elongated skull was unearthed by archaeologists in Crimea. The scientists immediately dubbed the finding an alien due to the unusually structure of the skull. So check out that article if you're so inclined. It's so interesting. Next article, I got this one from the South China Morning Post. U.S. Admiral would nuke China next week if Trump ordered it. The U.S. Pacific Fleet Commander said on Thursday, today, he would launch a nuclear strike against China next week if celebrity figurehead Donald Trump ordered it, and warned against the military ever shifting its alliance from the commander-in-chief. Boy, typical. Typical. And you can finish what I was going to say after typical. This is ridiculous, but these are how these individuals, these sociopaths that are controlled by psychopaths, this is what they do. This is more than sociopathy. And this individual and this type of thinking is honored among a is considered as honorable among a nation of, what I mean by a nation is what they've created, and the ideology of complete violence. It's absolutely crazy. It is asininely crazy. This individual, just by saying this, you're an idiot. Completely. And that whole paradigm in which you're in is a facade. And there is no privilege. There is no anything that you're going to gain from this. You lose everything. Foolish, dumb, stupid. This is an asshat. And that's a real word. And it's dangerous. Because in the greatness of the universe and in the greatness of it all, those type of individuals resonate. They have their free will. They could do what they want. But see, the thing is, those that are wise should never give a place of influence for this type of mentality. You don't have to harm him individually, even though he would harm everybody else. This is a foolish man. It's a foolish ideology. And they'll tell you he's been to all forms of education. It's obvious you've been through all forms of education. You said you would nuke China next week if ordered, because only an asshat would say, that's been thoroughly educated, would say something that stupid and foolish. Then they try to come off as this is something that should deserve your idol worship. This is completely destructive. And I don't, you know, I really don't care what they say that they can do. That doesn't affect me. And what I mean by it doesn't affect me, it doesn't affect you either. From this standpoint, you're still going to be who you're going to be. But it's always wise of us to be aware of what these sociopaths are telling you that they're going to do. The thing is for us to all to wise up, to reposition ourselves, just like the psychopaths have positioned themselves to have influence. There should be influence that we have within the sphere and within a realm that we have, and if they want to live there, let them live somewhere else outside of us, commingled in with us. Very, very important that we never commingle ourselves with this type of foolishness. Don't even, this you know, I can't even express this more, but this is why they have this idol worship. And they have to continually to bombard you with this, because then they breed in you the fear to say, oh, I don't want to go against the military. I don't want to go against this person. They write, oh, this is an admiral, this and that, whatever that means. This man is foolish. And by honoring such of a mentality means that you have to become equally insane. No, we won't be stepping down to this type of energy. Hopefully, probably won't probably be in this lifetime, but hopefully at some point in this physical existence, hopefully some point in some time, this individual will come to realize of all of the fictitious perks and everything else, it's not worth it. Because one thing will happen is that this individual will always be unable to escape the prison that he's created for himself. Don't let him take you down with him. Let him go by himself. Let them go by themselves. So, this is just a part of what it is that we deal with daily and crazy. I mean, absolutely crazy. Next one, this comes from Press TV. Russia fires up with U.S. insolvency. Putin. Russian President Vladimir Putin has deployed a new round of U.S. to sanction on his country, saying Moscow will definitely respond to the embargoes if they are implemented. It's impossible to move this down. It is impossible to endlessly tolerate this kind of insolvency towards our nation. Putin said on Thursday, referring to a recent vote in the U.S. House of Representatives where lawmakers endorsed an anti-Russian sanction bill. So check that out. Those are the articles that we posted today. And I think we got a little bumped around there. Sorry about that. But there's one article I've got to find real quick. But if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Hit **. We'll see you in queue, and we'll definitely bring you up. Okay. Hey, the chat platform is back. Okay, cool. So looking forward to hearing from you all today. Give us a call, 866-510-9025. All right, so in that being said, I want to jump into today's show. But I want to... All right, so I'm going to jump into today's show, but there's one article that I want to take a look to see if I can find real quickly. It's very, very important, and it goes right along with today's show. And in today's show, I want us to take a look at how really close we are to, well, how it's not really close that we are. We're already in it. How this whole economic implosion is going to continue to grow. And as it grows, what it's really going to do. So today's show is after the U.S. economic implosion, its poverty enslavement will explode. And this is what I mean by that. They're going to allow the empire of the U.S. to fall, and it's going to be the new labor force for the rest of the world and for the new emerging economies that are going to be coming up. They're going to shift this around. They're going to give different groups of people the oasis or the facade of wealth and prosperity, while they're being set up and poisoned with the destruction of the economic system. And what they like to do is they like to make this poison as sweet as possible so that it can trick all that consume it. And that's what they do. And they make it as sweet as possible. So in today, I want to open up this one article. And in this article, here it comes. And we said that, and we talked about this before, said that they're going to bring all these jobs back here to the United States because they're going to be the worst sweatshops of modern time, because they're not going to pay you anything. Yes, there's going to be plenty of jobs, but there will be no prosperity here in the untied states of America. The U.S. is already completely, in my opinion, insolvent, and it's already going through its receivership process. Countries and countries from around the world are slicing up, and this is why it's called why I call it the untied states. Why would Foxconn come to the U.S.? For one reason only, because the labor is going to be cheap here, and they're going to be able to exploit. And this is how they're going to do it. And before we get into this, let me tell you how they're going to do it. The court system has completely changed. The courts are going to reinvoke debtor's prison. They're going to reinvoke debtor's prison. They're already set up that way now. And in reinvoking that, they're going to say that when the U.S. defaults on all of its loans, they're going to say that the collateral that the U.S. still has to be able to service the default of the loan is going to be the labor force of its citizenry. This is why the wage of a king is gold. A king is paid in gold. The wage of a lady and a gentleman is silver. The wage of a slave is debt. They're going to give you the debt. You're going to be responsible for the debt. They're going to make us responsible for the debt. They're going to ensure that that debt is serviced by our energy, if we allow it.
Yeah, Dave.
Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, I was just about to say that. I like to see them try it. I like to see somebody come try to force me into a labor camp and force me to pay off a debt that I didn't create. I mean, I understand what you're saying, and to a smaller extent, all of this is already happening. We talk about these things on New Abolitionist Radio. Debtors' prisons are operating in some states, and there is some resistance to that that's being fought by certain legal entities. And so all of this stuff, it's like this, the canary in the coal mine. When we talk about the 2.5 million people who are either in prison on a prison plantation or in jail or some kind of detention facility, those are like the canaries in the coal mine. And so we're trying to tell you that slavery was never abolished, that it is a legal institute or entity in this country. Okay? And so, you know, people can keep turning their heads and burying their heads in the sand and act like it ain't gonna happen to them. Okay? So you need to be organizing with you know, groups or whoever you feel comfortable with. But this is real. This is not a joke. But I would like to see another country invade this country and think they're going to force us to work, because there are just too many firearms in private hands, okay? And maybe that might be what's needed to force people on this continent to stop fighting with each other and come together and get rid of these people, the small minority that is oppressing us all. But they got slavery planned for all of us. Like yesterday when you was talking about, we was on yesterday's show, it was brought up a lot about the artificial intelligence and the robotics and how, like, you know, the different industries are are moving to where they don't even need human beings. So, you know, people better wake up. But I would like to see another country come over here and try to force Scotty into slavery, because Scotty will die before he let you put him into slavery.
Right. No, I totally agree. And, you know, see, and what's so powerful about that is that when you know about these things and you take a stand for them, they don't adversely affect you like they would everybody. There's so many people that have no clue that how this whole thing, and I want to lay out how I think they're going to try to do it. And no matter what, the resistance has to be established by the people, because they are, the system itself wants to maintain its overall stronghold. Here's how it's, in my opinion, how it's going to happen. You get the instance, let me tell you, Detroit, Camden, New Jersey, all of the manufacturing areas of this country, Flint, all of the manufacturing areas of this country, they went through an economic crisis, not because of a downturn in the economy. It's because of a turn off of the economy. It was turned off, purposely turned off. Because what happens is that from what I've seen through history and my research, and this is just my opinion about it, what happens is that the system realizes that it has to use different means and methods in order to obtain its objective. And in doing that, they realize that they build something up, and then the people get comfortable to where they don't even know that they're enslaved. And once they don't know that they're enslaved, boom, they crash it. They crash it. And how I see this happening is, this is how I see this happening. Everything that you see happening right now, can you feel it? You can feel that there are actual plans, because they're not going to come out and just do it in a theatrical way. They're going to do it in a very methodical, strategical, asymmetrical way. But if you, for those that haven't made a decision, like Scotty Express, like you all know the importance of resistance, those individuals that haven't taken the stand that you have are going to be running to the system to save them from what the system will produce. And the system will produce their further enslavement, because they don't even know they enslaved. I see this happening this way. The U.S. is just like Detroit, Camden, New Jersey. The economy was turned off. What was known as the Corporation of the United States to serve the purpose of a corporation to make profit for its overall shareholders and its board members from the foundation of the incorporation. It actually was a tool to service those that found it, the founders. And what happens is that they turned the economy in the United States off. And by turning the economy of the United States off, it gives plausible deniability to say, hey, guess what? We turned this economy off. Now we're going to turn the economy up over here in this part of the world, in this part of the country. And what we're going to say is that this part of the country that we turned everything off was in debt to that part of the country over there. And by them doing that, what happens? You have a back and forth of going on, and people watch the dramatic spinning of what's happening, not really resonating on their own to make their own decisions, so they don't even know what's up. They can't see the trick because the hand is hidden. Well, once you know that the hand is hidden, what the attention is, you don't have to see it to know that the liar is right there. So what am I saying? Here's how I see this. Everything that we're seeing right now is the setup for the continuance of the subjugation and enslavement of people They've done it before in the past, and it worked so well. Why would they change anything that's worked so well? The people of now have not had a stronger resolve than those of the past to prevent this from happening. So why not do it? Yes, there are a few. Yes, there are some that do, but the overall multitudes of people in comparisons is, it's almost equal one-to-one, to where the controllers and the ones that know what's up, is, it's almost one-to-one to them. They're both the few. And the majority of people, look around you. You've been around people. You get frustrated by it all. You get frustrated by that mentality. You get frustrated by that weakness. You get frustrated by that cowardice. You get frustrated by this and by that. And even though we remember, and we still are, because there's some that are even more aware and than we are. See, but we cannot allow the system to dictate our overall responses to those that don't. No. That's why we do what we do, to try to spread out as much as we can. Some of you have grown past us. You need to move on. And what I mean by moving on, not moving away, but move on, meaning move on in the overall spirit, in the direction that is going to bring about more. We can't use the same controlling consciousness that everything is established. So what I see is that this whole thing is being purposely unwound. And it's going to be unwound in a multifaceted way. An economic implosion is just one tool. It's not the overall, it's not the objective, it's not the key to everything. Think about it. Who created the economy? The great creator didn't make it, man did. What man did? The ones that founded the slavery subjugation of the human race. Those individuals. And they grew powerful and they passed it down and they got better and better and better at it. They found out what works, what doesn't work. They know they can't trust each other, but they know that they have a common bond, and that common bond is to steal from you and to get you to surrender, and to get the general population to surrender in order to facilitate their overall quality of life and standard of living. So, they're going to turn the economy off in the United States, and then that's going to bring about where Russia and China and this country and that country say, hey, y'all owe us this, y'all didn't pay us this, we go to war over this. And then you know what? Because that dude that says I'll nuke China tomorrow, if Trump says, we have that mentality, because where did that mentality came from? That mentality came from when you stood up in school, put your hand over your heart, and said a pledge. You were actually performing a ritual of your own demise. Then they reinforced it, going on and further on, in different forms of the schooling, and making it appropriate to where no longer do you ever want to stand out and think by yourself. The whole thing is that it's popular to do certain things by following fads and trends and everything else, because that's the hurting. And there's many of us that are still trapped in that by choice and by deception. That's the key. There are some people that I know these things, but they fall into it by choice, because you know why? I'm too small to do anything against this. Yes, I guess you are. What am I going to do? Right. What are you going to do? What can I do? I mean, it's just, you're right, it's just little you. That mentality is a defeated mentality that you always have to protect yourself from. Not harm that individual or not care for that individual, but protect yourself from that. Do not allow that overall sickness, because that stuff is contagious, to become part of your overall. That's why it's called mental illness. That's why it's mental illness. Don't allow that sickness to infirm your stability. Let people be who they want to be. Just like that dude that says he'll new chance. Let him be who he's going to be. It's too important that you be who you're supposed to be. And then others will see, and then hopefully they will join in and everything else, and then it starts to grow. So later on, to maybe you'll never know. That man may be one of the greatest warriors for overall human sovereignty and self-determination. It just hasn't made itself present yet. But until then, believe people are what they say they are, by what they do and what they say. Believe them.
Hey, Dave.
So, yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, so what can you do as an individual? So I'm tripping on these trans people, you know, complaining, oh, Trump kicking us out the military. He's putting a trans ban in place. But I'm thinking to myself, and again, I'm former military. I didn't know the things then that I know now. I didn't have the same worldview. I different things was resonating with me back then. I was thinking about how is Scotty going to go to college without going into debt and not thinking about what Scotty joining the military, how that's going to affect other people. So I'm tripping on this trans ban and all these trans people talking about, oh, he won't let us serve. Serve what? What are you serving? What are you clamoring to join to serve? Okay, you crying about somebody oppressing you, but you joining an entity that is responsible for worldwide oppression. So what could you do as an individual? Okay, to turn that around. Well, you can educate your children and not sacrifice your children to the altar of oppression. All right, when my daughter was expressing interest in joining the Air Force, I showed her information. I just didn't tell her and lay down the law and say no child of mine will join. No, I showed her why she shouldn't join the United States Air Force. And primarily, when you are joining, taking an oath to defend the people in the Constitution, when that very Constitution legalizes slavery, and then we as a people who resonate with each other aren't even being protected but being preyed upon. So, well, I'm tripping on the trans ban because I'm like, you talking about some oppression, but you trying to join or you want to be a part of one of the most oppressive entities on the face of the planet. You want to be the foot soldier for these people.
Right, right. That's why every deal that you make with the devil, you lose your soul. There's nothing benevolent about this, how this whole thing is. And it doesn't matter how beautiful, what song they give you, how beautiful it's sung, what the overall price that they pay you for, it has no real value. You're compromising yourself. And that's what becomes so popular now, is that they show people that, hey, you want to get ahead in life? You compromise yourself to the system. And they do it in so many different ways. So it's exactly right with this whole thing that you see going on. It's complete confusion and dysfunction because it's dysfunctional. It's completely dysfunctional. You know, it's what we're seeing right now is that this is the stirring up of the pot for the untied states. This is how those that are unaware are not purposely putting their heads in the sand, or purposely ignoring this, or don't want to see this, or have made a deal that, you know what, better to join them if you can't beat them. That's the most cowardice statement ever. If you can't beat them, then join them. Well, that's because you was weak all the way. You can't beat nobody. So, but what's very, very important now, in my opinion, is that for us that realize these things, for us to use a different consciousness than the one that's created these problems. And what we're going to see is that the overall events, for what is it, like Scotty said, what is it that we can do as individuals? The best thing that you for individuals is that you resonate differently. That's going to be your greatest protection. The Underground Railroad. You know who the Underground Railroad is? It's you. It's that same energy that you display now. It's the same one that was displayed at the different Underground Railroads throughout the whole this whole thing. There was no just one Underground Railroad. Every person that decides that they're not going to participate in that is the Underground Railroad. Where are they going to lead their tracks to? Their tracks are always going to lead to their self-determination and their sovereignty. And it's very important for people to allow people to make their own choices. If someone wants to be a part of the system, if the great creator can't make them do something, what makes you think you can? If you love someone, you give them a choice in everything. You say, hey, here's what it is that I looked at. Here's what it is that was influential to me. Maybe it could help you. But the decision is always yours. Let your consciousness be your guide. Leave it on them. And whoever they show themselves to be is who they truly are until they decide to change. Either way, good or bad.
Hey, Dave, let's take a break before we take your calls.
Oh, yeah.
Because you got a couple of calls in queue, and so it'll be better so we don't cut them off if we take our break early.
Okay. Let's do that. Hold on, callers out of Atlanta and my man Raj. Hold on 1 second. We'll be right to you. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host Dave from LA. And if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, and hit **. I'll see you in queue, and definitely we'll bring you up. We're going to go to some of our callers, then I want to get back to, I'm going to make it quick as to what I see coming and then take a look at some of these articles so that maybe you can see it, and would love to hear from you all on this and see why is it important, what should we be doing, and everything. The most important thing is that if you realize that you are the king or the queen, then there's always things that you shall do that's in the best interest in the protection of the prosperity of your kingdom, because this was given to you as a gift. It's up to you to protect it. So we're going to go to our callers. Let me check in real quick. I don't know who was first. So what we got? We got three callers that's there. I know the last caller came in after. I don't know who came in first. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to Roz first real quickly. Then I'm going to go to the 407 area code, and then we'll hit the last 404 area code. Sorry about that. I didn't know the order, so please don't hold that against us if I made the mistake in the order that came in. So we're going to go to Roz first. Roz, what's going on, brother?
Hey, peace and love to you, Brother Dave, Brother Scotty. A great show as always. Very interesting, the conversation you had right before the break in regards to the transgender, transsexual situation that's unfolding right now. I just find it funny, like Scotty said, that these people who I believe are victims of genetic warfare, especially black and non-white people, because this epidemic of anti-sexual behavior is
something
that
is
created. And, oh yeah, absolutely. And what I'm finding is, I think the reason that they're so hell-bent on joining the military is not about patriotism. It's about spreading homosexuality. The U.S. and I'll probably say Ireland.
Roz. Roz, real quick, because I want you to think about this too. I'm not quite sure, but I think that the military will pay for their operation as well.
Absolutely.
I'm not quite sure.
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
And it's funny because that working in healthcare, that's also a benefit that they're now allowing. With health, well, quite a few that I know of are actually have clauses where they will pay for transgender surgery. You have to go through a battery of psychological tests before they allow you to go through the surgery. But if you pass the battery of psychological tests, which I don't understand because it is a mental illness to begin with, but they basically psychologically evaluating your mental illness to see if you're stable enough in your instability to go through with the surgery to become something that you're not in the first place. So it all sounds like lunacy in and of itself. But ultimately, the reason I say what I said is because even looking at black people, and I always like to use James Baldwin as an example, or even Langston Hughes, these are both two homosexual men who were writers, powerful counter-racist activists in their own right. And these people, even though they were homosexuals, they understood that their blackness trumped their sexuality. James Baldwin talked about that numerous times. Langston Hughes talked about that numerous times. Both of them in their poetry and their art also dealt with that issue. Today's people, they're, especially non-white people, and especially black people, a lot of that I've encountered, they have been psychosocially conditioned to believe that their sexuality trumps their blackness. And the whole concept of the military industrial complex, they use this nationalism as a means to drum up support for the horrific things that they're doing globally. And a lot of black people get caught up in that whole whirlwind of the nationalism aspect as well. But they really don't understand, like Scotty was saying, we're propagating, you know, the system of white supremacy when we go around killing other non-white people at the behest of these people. And what happens is, because their culture is one where everywhere, if you check their history, whether it's England, the Vikings, Rome, Greece, everywhere they went and took over an area, they would wholesale rape the men, women, and children. So they create a homosexual climate just with the, and it's done for dominance. It's not done for anything other than dominance. Just like you'll see, like a dog, if they're fighting with another dog for a female, sometimes you'll see a male dog mock mate with the other male that he's beaten as a form of dominance. And then what happens is they create this undercurrent of homosexuality in order to genetically annihilate the victims who they won the war against. And what I'm saying is the people today, with the confusion they're creating, it's not about them joining the military for the sake of protecting the United States. It's about protecting their homosexual rights and spreading that globally. You saw President Obama went to Kenya, his father's home country, trying to propagate homosexuality. They also were giving fringe benefits to countries that were giving, giving all kinds of benefits to the propagation of homosexual culture and the uplift of the entire homosexual sections or segments of their society. So that is what I'm seeing. It's being masked in nationalism, but the reality is, and also add to that what you said about them paying for the surgery. So you're talking about basically the propagation of homosexuality to the victims of white supremacy on a global scale to further our genetic annihilation, which further prevents theirs, because there'll be less of us being born since we're going to be practicing homosexuality at a record rate, which we're already starting to see.
Right, depopulation.
So that's what I wanted to say. Thank you. I'll mute my line there, but I might chime in.
No, hold on.
Brilliant people.
No, you cool. Go ahead. Hold on, Ross.
Can't wait for tomorrow, Dave.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Tomorrow, let's talk about that real quick before we go any further. Tomorrow, we're going to have a show with Roz on the addiction of Roz sent me the video. Roz, yeah, that was the one. You sent me that one a while ago, too. So it's good. I'm glad we're going to because we talked about that a while ago. We meant to do it, and we didn't. But, so I'm looking forward to tomorrow's show with you. That's going to be critical. That's why we're having this Financial Friday show today, because we're gonna have one tomorrow with Roz. So get with me after the show, Roz, and then we'll put it together for there. But some of the things that I think is really, really important is that I think this is one of the criteria, is that right now you look at how many people are on the planet. It's too many people for the system to control, but they can't say it. So because of that, what do they have to do? They have to go into an overdrive of depopulation. So what do? They chemically poison the people to be what? To be neutered by all ways, by what people think of by choice, and by the changing of DNA, RNA, and by changing of the chemical process that their bodies naturally would have gone through. Now their body's not naturally going through anything because it's been intoxified by years and years of synthetic this and synthetic that. This is why people put their pants on different now when they should be putting it on over their legs, if you know what I mean. And what I'm basically saying is that people are doing things adverse of natural. Yes, you know, it is something that could happen, but it's a really, you got to look at what it's really all about. From parenthood with the eugenics program is all about controlling population. Just as if you had a rat infestation, a mice infestation, a roach infestation, a spider infestation in your house, what do you need to do? You need to get what? Control, pest control, pest control. There are too many people on this planet that's becoming pest control. So what do? It's better for them to kill themselves off by what they think is by their choice, which really is by their choice, but you deceive them to say, this is what you want. And then they say, yes, this is what I want, because they're under a mind control, because they are intoxicated and they're completely poisoned. Completely poisoned. So through the inoculations, vaccine, all these other things, there's nothing natural. So why would we expect anything natural to be relevant now or be present now or be practiced now? It's not going to be. It's not going to be. And so this is all a part of this whole global movement. And you do it by wars and everything else. This is how, when you can't, you know, with all of the birth control, how much of this birth control is destroying young people's body? Look, they already got young people to where they don't even want to have children. And they got us thinking that, well, you know, yeah, our young people shouldn't be. Yes, they should be having children. See, this is where our young people should be having children. If we lived, if we had, and we maintained our ecosystem, there would be there would be an age of where they could repopulate the overall planet and bring about more. Why? Because that's when they're strongest to be able to endure that whole process. But they made left, right, right, wrong, black, white, and blue, brown, instead of it being what it truly is. And so because of that, we've lost touch, and we've become so civilized to our own demise. Go ahead, Ross. Then we got to get these two other callers.
No problem. You made me think of something, because there was an article I read a few months back when Jerry and I had done a show. We were doing a whole series on the technocracy, and we'll end up coming full circle with that again because it's an ongoing thing. But they were talking about the fact that teenagers were no longer doing drugs and no longer having sex like they used to in the 80s and the 90s and prior to. And they said it was the technology. They're so wrapped up in the technology that they're addicted to the technology, the way they would smoke weed or drink a little liquor on the side or even, you know, have sex. So this is part of the population control situation as well. And then the other thing that you brought to my mind in regards to the youth themselves. Dawn, it just slipped my mind. Dawn, it was something you had said not too long ago. Because that was one.
That's when their bodies.
Go ahead.
Yeah, that's when their bodies, you know, actually you want to have young youth having children, because they're able to have children over a longer period of time. If you have a couple and all they have is two children, the population is diminishing because they're not replenishing. They are not even maintaining the overall equal. You need to have multiple children to actually replenish. You can't have one child and it's two of you. Is one child? That means this. The numbers don't add up. This is why this Common Core stuff is so. We can't even add no more. One plus one. Three plus three equals one. We falling for that? So yeah, but go ahead, Roger. Then we gotta get to these two callers.
Sure. I'm sorry. Their genes also have a lesser chance of being genetically altered by epigenetics.
Yes.
The younger they have a child, and saying rather than waiting till your 30s and 40s. Like at that time, the system has already put such stress on you that you probably already have epigenetic changes. So if you have a child, that child is more liable to be damaged before it's even born. Whereas when the genes are younger, they're less likely to be tainted in that way. So these all little things that you brought to my mind. There was something else that I was thinking about. I can't, but I want to give everybody else a chance to speak.
Well, then jump back in. Don't worry about it. Jump back in.
All right. Thanks again, my brother.
Yeah,
and I'll mute myself.
Right. Okay, hit me up after the show, too. And let me tell you why it's so important. To the system, do you know what the greatest danger is? People waking up and more people waking up. The more people that wake up, the greater threat. It's an asymmetrical threat to them. So they do everything that they can underhandedly, covertly to make us accept. And I'm not talking about no R. Kelly stuff. I'm talking about sincere stuff. So don't even think that. If you think that way, that's because you're too indoctrinated to this whole system. So we got a couple of callers in queue. Let's go to the area code 470. Your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question and comment?
Hey, Dave. Scotty, how's it going, man?
What up, brother? How you feeling? Yeah, we got you. Good.
It's Rob from Atlanta.
I know. Man, Rob, come on, man.
I just like to let it be known. But in my research currently, you speak about, and this pertains to a little bit about what Rob goes into. We need to change our status from an unsecured creditor to a secure creditor. So therefore, we can deal outside of the realm of enslavement as far as having your birth certificate, being able to use that as your bond, and your social security number as a bond, being able to access your treasury account that no one speaks of, and just things of that nature, going that route as far as not being able to be liable for that debt that they're not going to be able to pay back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, I'm actually I have my man from Legacy Wealth Management come on this show. I'm gonna see if they will. Good people, if they'll come on the show and just talk a little bit about that. That is something that really should be talked about in private, really should be, because it's that powerful. Some things that you need, and you should all be looking into that from your, you want to familiarize yourself with that to make the appropriate decisions, because it's something that you can leverage to your benefit, because the leverage is there, but a lot of the things we don't know that they are there, that we can actually execute them and use them. And so we think our whole lives inside of a box, and that box is the one that has actually been groomed for us by the schooling system. So got to get out of that. Yeah, Rob, so important. So I'm going to ask them to come on. Hopefully they will, and they probably will. So looking forward to that, just to give you some clues. But that is something that you should all be familiarizing yourself with and have a strategical plan to acquire it quietly, because it's powerful. Okay? So great, great call, Rob, as always, brother. We're going to go to the next caller out of area code 404. Welcome to Tando Radio Show. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Hey, Brother Dave. Hey, Scotty. Hey, everybody.
Jada, how are you?
I'm good. You were talking about earlier about the mindset of just people in general, and I remember when I was younger, my dad had showed me a video called The Sicilian, and in the movie, he was trying to get the people to become free. So in the end of the movie, he opens the gate and says, go get the land. So the people actually stood there and they were like looking at him. So the people that who were enslaved, the slave owner actually comes with a cart full of bread, and they ransacked the cart full of bread, and he said, I don't understand. So the guy said all they wanted was bread. So he understood at that moment that these people were conditioned. Yep. They didn't want what he wanted, and he fought. I mean, the man fought really hard to make these people be like him, but their mindset was just so messed up that they couldn't understand where he was coming from. And the second thing, I wanted to piggyback off of what Roz was saying about transgender. Now, if people saw the video about how a man becomes a woman or a woman becomes a man, it is just mutilation. When I sat there and watched it, I mean, it grossed me out so bad, but I had to watch it because I wanted to understand what the fascination, why would a man or a female mutilate their genitalia? And my mouth dropped open. It was just so sick. And for a man, it takes 6 months to heal. So I can't even imagine just you destroying your organ just to. And so I know mentally there's got to be something wrong. So it's got to be a spiritual issue dealing with that in and of itself, especially I know the other caller who had just called living in Atlanta, because when I go into the grocery store and when I'm walking down the street and have to explain to my children, why is that man wearing makeup? Or what? I mean, my kids will stop and be like, Mommy. And I said, I know. We'll talk about it when we get home. He's wearing he's female clothes. And I mean, we were at Grady one day, and my son, my older, you know, Michael, he looked and he said, why is that man dressed like a woman? So I'm bumping him like, boy, can you be quiet? So I had to explain to him, you know, that he's up under, you know, he has a spirit, you know, it's just so unreal. And I, you know, and it's not like every few people. It's even my husband, when we were at the pool a few weeks ago, and he was like, he got out of the pool and said, babe, so like, are all our black men gay? I said, babe, I just put up my hands and I didn't know what to say.
No.
I said, not everybody.
Emphatically, no. You can say no. But you know what it is, and Jada, you know what it is that every person has the talent and ability to execute their free will.
Yeah.
And these individuals are executing. And so my thing is that my freedom ends where theirs begins, and theirs definitely ends where mine begins. And the thing is that I would say to individuals, for every decision that you make, you really have to weigh a bunch of things. Am I under some form of influence? Is this something that I really want to do, and why? And unfortunately, because of, you know, and I think some will say have different ways and views about it. I think it's not important for me to engage those individuals because I respect them as what the great creator had decided with great love that what made that, and it supersedes that. So my whole thing is that let your conscience be your guide. Because everything you can do, whatever it is that you want to do, but there's a consequence for everything that you do. And when we see that from a standpoint of love, we appreciate what was given to us, and we don't think we're entitled to it. Because whenever we think we're entitled to something, we think that we're much more than what we are. We're not able to handle that type of energy and that type of spirit that goes along with it. So for those individuals, they made their choices on things. That's absolutely fine. But there's a prison that you'll never be able to escape from when you still allow yourself to be enslaved. And I'm not saying that those individuals are or not. That's choices for them. But I know for me, I stay where it's natural without interference. That's a conversation that generally society doesn't want to happen because it's a sincere one. And they, you know, for me, they could do whatever they want. That's perfectly fine. But there's going to be consequences for everything that you do. If the great creator can't make them do something, why would I ever give that energy to do it? I'm not going to do it. But it's a fad. And how you know it's a fad, because you can see the trends of fads and how they come about. And this is the thing, is that there's going to be an emptiness that's going to be left behind. No matter how much you run towards different things, you were created perfectly. You were created perfectly. And the thing is that in today's world, we get so inundated, and there's a corridor of destruction from the time that we get introduced to this system to where it's constantly stealing from us, and it's like taking candy from a baby because they never allow you to mature They know the importance of grabbing you early. And this is what they do, and they're trying to re-indoctrinate everything. So just where we are. So listen, we got another caller in queue. Hold on, Jada. Real quick, I want to get everybody in before we run out of time. We got another caller in, I think it's my man, L.A. Ramon. L.A. Ramon, is that you?
Hey, Dave. What's up, man?
What's up, brother? How you feeling?
I'm good. About you? How you doing, Scotty?
My man, L.A. What's up, hey, brother?
I'm going to piggyback on what Sister Jada was just saying. It made me think about how when, you know, as we, you know, for some of us that do listen to what Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. says about the non-people area activities, what I just heard her describe often, it's not the first time, but just hearing her say it, it made me realize how that system is really designed to subtly attack you in places where it almost appears to you like you think you're protecting yourself from the harm, but in actuality, you're actually promoting the system. So for her to have to tell her son not to have to, you know, openly express the truth, she had to, you know, it's sad that you got to basically muzzle the truth in order for, you know, to not draw attention to yourself.
And then for the lie to continue, right?
For the lie to continue, as they call white lies or whatever, if that's any. So they, you know, this is the subtleness of a very dangerous, you know, system that creeps in every area of our lives, even when we're just trying to establish values.
Yes,
and that's all.
Well
I
said.
Thank you.
No, well said. Yes, exactly. And you know, and it's what the system wants to do is that, see, what happens is the system tells you who you are, when you are, why you are, and at what time you are, if you allow it to. Oh, it's going to have a schedule for you. It's going to tell you when to wake up, when to go to sleep, what to eat, what to think, what to do. And the whole time, they're telling you what they want you to do because you're giving all of your energy to them, because it's a job and a task to keep up with that schedule. And as you keep up with that schedule, you'll find something. You'll lose yourself more and more and more, and you get further and further and further and further away from you. And all of your talents and your abilities, you never even get to even know that you even had. Think about it. You know, when we were growing up, our parents were so afraid of us as being wild and everything else. But that's the most, that's what's necessary in order for the children to develop and to mature, is that they gotta be wild. Everything that the great creator has made is known as wild, what man classifies as wild. But no, what it is that it's not held by fear. Not held by fear. And then when you see children out, you hear parents say, why don't they get control of that child and this and that and everything else? See, the system has done a great job. Another human being getting control of another human being. This is destructive practice. This is a destructive practice that we continue to perpetuate to our own demise. You got to give it to the system. This is why it's important to know the enemy. Because if you don't know the enemy, you don't know what they're really after. And if you don't know what they're really after, you may not be able to defend yourself accordingly. And I'm not saying know them from the standpoint, but know. Know what it is that the destructive nature, so that the lie cannot deceive you. You'll be able to pick it out. So very, very important. So listen up. I want to get to real quick before we go to the next commercial break. Check this out. The Foxconn thing. Once again, this is what I see happening. They're going to bring about an economic calamity that's going to be fostered by war, and it's going to be a shocking thing throughout the world. And what's going to happen is that they're going to pull back what they've introduced into the system. What did they introduce into the system? They're going to pull back some of the things that people are dependent upon and what they become addicted to, but they're going to pull it back for them to want it even more, for it to be even stronger.
chemicals are going to be harder to come by, or the synthetic foods are going to be harder to come by. The natural ones won't even be around. So what is that going to cause? Is that's going to cause for people to be so unstable. And as they become so unstable, they're going to be easier to fall for the overall trick of fear. And so we'll have wars and everything else, and it will be total chaotic. And because they've taught us all to look for that in our entertainment by way of movies, music, television, and everything else, there's a drama addiction that we all want to fulfill. And it becomes self-prophecy to your own demise. We don't want stability. It's not popular to have stability. It's not popular for us to have sustainability and sovereignty. That's not popular. Everything is a theatrical, dramatic crash. And people will be glued. Let me tell you something. They're going to be glued to the mass, to the mainstream media, once the war starts, because they're going to show you all the new technology, the bombings, the cruise missiles hitting this building. They're going to break out what? They're going to show you, they're going to put on screen, on TV, virtual reality, where you'll be able to see SEAL Team 6, 7, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 invade this building, invade this, trying to go after Kim and everything in the response. And they're going to put it right in front of you by way of the same digital playground that our children love to play on today. You're going to have Call of Duty 25 in virtual reality, but it's going to be the real thing. This is why they keep showing you. This is why they showed you. This was the whole thing. Remember when they so-called killed Osama bin Laden? They showed you them watching it on the screen. Then the same thing when Trump, that was Obama, when Trump cruise missiled Syria. They had it on the screen because that's what they are indoctrinating you to do, that, to engage in this. And when you engage in this, we don't even realize or what happens during that time. That's when they start to use their overall mind control, their MK Ultra, and their influence, their psychological influence over your decision making, so that you'll say exactly what they want you to say, and you didn't even know what it was that they wanted you to say, but you repeated it perfectly. And what I see happening is, as this place, there's going to be a complete shakeup here, and they're going to destabilize everything, and they're going to say, they're going to come up with different people with different, they're going to allow something to happen easy that people will get into, and then they're going to say, but you know what, that was wrong, you knew it was wrong, and you engaged in it, and here's the proof. Now you're going to go to you're subject to being under the penalty of this law. They slicking this whole thing, when the only solution to this whole thing is for us not to engage in it at all. Slowly, but quickly, at a great pace, moving ourselves away from it. Individually first. And is it going to be painful? Well, I'm going to tell you something. It's more destructive for you to stay. So I don't think that there really is an alternative. There really is no choice. The more you stay, the closer you'll get to it, the easier that you will comply. So it's really an individual choice, like everything else is. And if we know how these things work, we could be better prepared for them. They are going to bring back debtor's prison in a way that you've never seen before. People will admit, I did do this debt. And they're going to say, this is the choice. You're either going to go to prison, or you're going to work for Foxconn for 2 years, and we'll give you a slight living wage. You'll be comfortable with everything else, but this is what you're going to do. And you know how many people are going to sign up for that? It's going to be many. You know how you know it's going to be many? Because how many are already signed up for it? When was the last time that we lived by the ecosystem?
individually and collectively. And I would say 9 times out of 10, you never have. That's how deep their system is. Don't underestimate it. Know it's there, and know how much work it's going to take if you're serious to do something about it that's in your best interest. That is the liberating factor. So, listen, we got you ready to go to a commercial break. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Raj, you said you know what the other comment was you wanted to make. Go ahead, bro.
Jada just brought something else to my mind when she was making her comment. I was thinking about the children also being taught about homosexuality in elementary school. That's something that has been going on for the past few years. I don't think all elementary schools, but I think it's something that they're planning to eventually spread nationwide. And it just reminds me of King Leopold's letter to his missionaries and Sir Macaulay's address to the British Parliament in the 1800s, where they kept talking about turning the children against the parents, indoctrinating the children with what they want the future to hold, because the children haven't really lived long enough to understand the way things used to be. They only know the way things are. So they'll never remember a time when homosexuality was more of an oddity than a normalized thing. And also there was, I think it was either Canada or Australia, where they had a law they just put in place a few months back that said that if a child, even if the child is like 5 or 6 years old, and the child says, you know, they're a boy, and they say, "Mom, I feel like a girl," that the state can actually take the child from the parent if the parent does not call the child by their preferred choice of gender. So that's creating the same rift that I'm talking about between parent and child. And then the fact that Jada's own son had to ask her, you know, are all black men homosexual, means that what they're doing is working. That means that, again,
that was the husband.
He's showing the signs. Yeah. Oh, the husband. Okay, well, it's showing the signs that that is spreading to the point where people are really believing that this is the way things are and should be and have always been, because that historical context is missing. So I just wanted to just add that bit of information, because I thought that was just an incredible discussion. Thank you. I'll mute myself again.
Yeah, and what's so funny it's not funny. Some of the things that you're seeing is that they're trying to say that you can't force them out of, but they can force you into accepting. It's really funny. So, you know, it's all purposely driven. And see, let me tell you something. This feels good and it gives a good rise to where, but what it really does is that you're being set up. And you're being set up by a system that is always going to enslave you. So why are you allowing it to make any kind of decisions on creating any kind of fads? It's fad is always going to be to destroy you. So what I want to do real quick is there was the other article I found, and I want to just really quickly get in this Foxconn so you can see, in my opinion, what is going on here. So it says here now in the article from the Wisconsin State Journal, celebrity figurehead Donald Trump leaves the East Room of the White House on Wednesday, yesterday, after he announced that the technology giant Foxconn would spend $10 billion on manufacturing complexes in Wisconsin.
expects to generate up to 13,000 jobs. He is flanked by Senate celebrity figurehead Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan. All right, now, so here comes the article. And what's being called the largest economic development program in state's history, Taiwan's electronic giant Foxconn plans to build a $10 billion plant in Wisconsin that will create liquid crystal display panels, employ about 13,000 people. The planned Wisconsin plant is expected to open in 2020. By part of the 20 million square foot campus on at least 1,000 acres located on a 1,000-acre location. Governor Scott Walker has dubbed Wisconn Valley. The state would offer $3 billion in economic incentives, Walker said. The plant announced Wednesday at the White House ceremonial President Trump's speech, Walker and others could be the first of several facilities the company wants to build in the United States. Now, let me stop there. Foxconn. You know what Foxconn has always been about and what they've always done? What makes you think that they're going to change their stripes now? What do you think? If they've been enslaving and people in sweatshops to build whatever they're building, from the technology that they're building or some of the major corporations that you hold in your hand every day that you have a relationship more than with your family members and people that you so-called love by way of your cell phone, what makes you think that they're going to do anything different? And the expansion of this is in multiple states, and it's in 2020. And I think by 2020, the untied states of America will already have been completed. And these are outside entities that are going to be coming in, and guess what they're going to say? You've already lost. There's no work. And guess what people are going to do? They're going to be running to go work for them, and they're going to say, this is the rate of pay that we do. We do 50 cents a day. And how you can see this whole thing coming up is because if that's what their margins were in other countries, what makes you think that they're going to pay anybody else anything else anywhere else? It goes against the bottom line. That's because the poverty level in this country is going to explode as the economy implodes, by way of debt default and by way of losing the war. And there's a standard of living and quality of life that people here in this country have never, ever been exposed to in depreciation. But you see it every day. And how you can see that, there's another article I want to show you really quickly before we get out of here. There's another article. And the other article that I thought was quick, and we're going to have to redo this as well because it's just so much to this that's important. And it's in this article, let me pull it up real quick. It's called "The Shrinkflation Has Hit Over 25,000 Customer Products Over the Past Year." And this comes from The Telegraph out of the UK. I want you to think what they're saying. Shrinkflation has hit 25,000 customer products over the past years. And what they do is this. You've noticed it. The things that you buy are even more expensive price-wise, and they're smaller quantity-wise. More than 25,000 customer products have shrunk in size more over the past 5 years, despite being sold for the same price, official data has said. No, they're not being sold at the same price. They're actually asking more because the purchasing power of your dollar is being lost. And this is usury. So the article goes on. According to Office for National Statistics, and this is over in Europe, items so-called shrinkflation has effect and hit items ranging from chocolate bars, toilet paper rolls, coffee, fruit juices. However, most of the items get smaller were food products. Most of the items that are getting smaller were food products. Over the same period, 640
14 products have become larger between 2000 and 2017. Over the same period, 614 products have become larger. But the food products, 2,500 of them, have become smaller. The data revealed the idea that the Brexit has led to shrinkflation boom due to a weakening pound making imports more expensive, despite its contribution to an increase in the price of some imported goods. The ONS dismissed Brexit as a reason for the recent shrinkflation. Let me stop there. Let me tell you why the reason for the shrinkflation is, so that you won't know that you're already in an economic collapse. You'll just accept it. This has always been their plan, their methodical plan, the asymmetrical plan. They get you to, they'll tell you, you're going to take the mark of the beast, and you say, no, I'm not. Before you know it, you had the mark of the beast. The key of the mark of the beast, you always had it, you just didn't recognize it. Then they say that you're going to take this economic crisis and this collapse that's going on. And you say, well, I don't see no economic collapse or anything else. No, you don't see it because you're not really looking. How many of you, there's not one person that's listened to this show that has not noticed that when you went to the store recently, you've seen them, even though I don't drink sodas, but you've seen the sizes of them sodas for those of you that are in my age group and everything else. That's not no soda. That's a spit. You know, you've seen it. But see, the thing is that they've indoctrinate you so slowly to it, you just shake your head and say, man, this is a shame. Why is that? Because they know you're not going to do nothing about it when it comes that way. They're not going to come out and just all of a sudden. They'll wait to do that at the appropriate moment. How many of you gone to the store and seen how small everything is, and the prices? They say for Brexit over in Britain, they say that the price has been made the same, but the things are smaller. Here in the States, the things are smaller, usury is smaller, and the price is still going up even more because the purchasing power of your dollar has been lost. This is the collapse. And it's only going to get worse and worse and worse. If, just imagine, for those of you that are in my age group, if we went back to when we were teenagers or young kids, and we went into the store just for the sake of this, we went into a store to buy a soda, and we went into the store to buy a soda with the 25 cents or the 35 cents that we had in our hand, we go to the store and the soda now, I don't know how much the soda costs, let's just say $1.58. For that little can, of soda, that child that we know as when we were growing up, where it says, ain't no way in the world, Mr. Lady, you out your mind, and would have walked out. We'd have looked at that can, these soda cans that they have right now, and everything else, and it's not just the soda can. If you look, it's everything. You noticed it. But what was it telling you? Did you listen to it? What is it telling you? It's telling you this. No matter how much you work, you'll never be able to keep up to the deflationary use of the dollar. Because they're going to keep taking back more and more and more and more, and you're going to have to pay more and more, which means that you are in a collapse. The full-fledged collapse. This is how you indoctrinate people to accept it. This is how you indoctrinate people to accept it. And just before we get out of here, I want to just say this. There's another article that I want to make you aware of. It's called, this is how they're going to trick a lot of people. Hopefully it comes up here. Universal basic income. Can it work? Universal basic income. Can it work? This is how they're going to trick you. They're going to get things so bad that they're going to say everybody should be on a universal basic income. Whatever the system gets, the system never gives you anything. It takes everything away. It never gives you anything of value. it makes you give up priceless and they give you worthless in return. So I'm going to quickly just read a little bit of this, and we're going to have a part two to this. Here it comes. What is universal basic income? In its simplest form, UBI is a fixed monthly cash payment given to each adult citizen, regardless of income or work status, unconditionally to provide for basic living expenses. The fund would come from either a government or public organization, regardless of other income source individuals may have, and distribute it on easily a weekly, monthly, or yearly basis. Its distribution will be either on a weekly, monthly, or yearly basis. Now, see, this is what the trick is. Civil rights folks would say, yeah, about time. But see, this is the thing. The last time you got something from the devil, what did it do for you? It enslaved you. It subjugated you. The great creator gave you everything out of love. And it was not a basic income. It was prosperity for all. It's a huge difference. The system is always going to try to trick you. And they're setting up the stage for just that to come. There was a dude that has a major mainstream social media outlet that I no longer over engage with over at FedBook, and he's a big proponent of it. I mean, he's a big supporter of it. He's actually introduced it. You know why? That's going to be his platform for after the destruction and everything that he's going to run for the celebrity figurehead president. And that's one of the things that he's going to try to institute. It's going to be a big fight, and it's going to be people that once again is going to sign up for what the contract that the devil has written. When are we going to learn? Every deal that you make, you lose your soul with that system. So we'll do a show primarily on that and put this all together because it's really, really important. We're running out of time here, but it's not what you think. Let me tell you why it's not what you think, because you didn't think of it. You didn't create this. And since you didn't create this, those that did create it, you don't know what their real intentions are. But we already know from whence they've come. And the sooner we realize that poison tree continues to bear poison and we shouldn't engage in that tree, the more we do, the sicker we'll become. Once we realize that and get committed to doing something differently, now we'll make some form of progress. But sometimes we have to go through. It's one thing that's a beautiful thing about the relentless human spirit. It sometimes has to go to the brink before it realizes where its real strength is. And what happens with the system is that this system forgets that and it overextends itself and it pushes to the brink. Or maybe they don't. Maybe they've been wise enough not to push to the brink because they've done more studies on it psychologically than what we have done on being sovereign and independent. They put more energy into it. So one thing about this universe is that it will always, in some form, in some fashion, reward your labor, good or bad. Just one of the rules of the spirit of the law. We need to put more work in. We need to be more committed. We need to execute our will more in line individually, and then that becomes so powerful individually that you notice, hey, it's a lot of people that I could resonate with around here. Maybe we should do something together. Then boom, That's where it all starts. We got to be the ones, the 80, pulling, making the human chain. So I just want to say thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show. Right after the show, B.I.B. is coming on. The Golden Voice of BTR is coming on. Black Talk Radio Network. CC and my man, Brother Robert X, is going to be on as well.
David.
So I just want to say to you, yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, they're not live tonight, so I'm still working on your podcast because it sometimes takes hours to splice, hour or more to splice stuff together. So that will be airing on the station, hopefully in 10 minutes. I'm almost done with the file, but it'll be published on Black Talk Radio as a podcast as well.
Okay, well, you know what, Scotty? Then I'll hold off because I didn't even see my man Mel was in queue. And then, so we'll take a couple of calls to get to, so you can get some time to get that done. Okay. All right. Hey, Mel, what's going on, brother? Welcome to Tando Radio Show. What's your comment? Your question or comment, brother?
Peace, Tando family.
Peace, brother. And I'm sorry I didn't see you in queue because I was on looking at the reading the article. So when I do that, I can't see the board. I'm sorry, brother.
Yeah, you're having a great show, man. I was tripping off the article that you was talking about this Wisconsin, this whatever, the 1,000-acre plant.
Yeah.
It's going to be open in a little over 24 months.
My man, see, you put all of this. Mel looked at the size and then said, in 24 months, in 2 years?
Crazy.
Go ahead, Mel.
So we had like a vote, like a state vote, to like raise a penny tax in Oklahoma for a park that they're building. This is a park, and it took them about a year to get that passed. And then once they passed it, then they gave it a 4-year plan. This is a park. This is like a park, a big park downtown.
And right now, you got it.
Open until, wow, that blew my mind. You telling me about 2020, and this was just done recently?
Yesterday.
That blew my mind. Oh my God. And they haven't even broke ground, but they're going to be done with it in just a little over 24 months.
Yeah, and they got the name of it, Wisconsin Valley.
Boy,
do you know what that really means? Wisconsin Valley, do you know what that means? That's like Silicon Valley.
Silicon
it's going to be
Valley.
Not just that Silicon Valley. It's not just that one factory or facility or prison industrial complex that's going there or slave labor complex is going there. It's going to be a whole valley of it. And I don't know about y'all, but Wisconsin pretty flat, don't it? Isn't it? So there's a lot of land out there. Man, where are you going to escape?
It's going to be a self-contained unit.
Yes. Yes.
They'll sleep there. They'll work there. They'll be there.
Yes. My man, you got everything. Exactly.
That's all I want to say, man.
This is where we, you know, things are moving towards. And they're more committed to it than we really give them credit for. But what does that mean? You be about your business, be about your grind. Appropriately make decisions that's in the best interest of yourself and your family. And do those things and understand. And I'm going to tell you, alliances is going to be so important. You all here at Tando Radio Show, we're going to be relying on so each other. Yeah, 1 second, Roger. We're going to be so relying on each other, it's going to be phenomenal. And remember this, they said is that Wisconsin is just one of the states. Who you think the other states is going to be? Michigan, California, all of these others. Man, it's going to be huge. They are not bringing, they're bringing jobs back, but they're slave labor jobs. They ain't going to pay you nothing. Go ahead, Ross.
Hey, I was just thinking when you were talking about, when you said Wisconsin Valley, it's going to basically be a self-contained city. Like, almost like the projects, but on an expansive scale where the workers live on the property, they shop on the property, mm-hmm. they go to work on the property, like all of that. And there's a great show that came out on the Sci-Fi Channel called Incorporated.
Hey Brother Ross,
exactly
it's like
it
that on prison plantations it feels, already, it, man.
Right.
Yes, that's
right,
what I'm saying. This is what this is the beginning of it. And there was an article I posted today. It's in Tando, but I think I posted it too late for you to see it. But it's from Rothschild, and it was I think it was like an article he wrote back in like the 80s or the 90s, saying that the new world order will be set up and running by 2018. And he wrote this like a couple decades ago, and is predicting what we're seeing now. And that show Incorporated is exactly about corporations literally having slave labor. And there's an underground. The underground are all the people who choose not to work for the corporation. They have no medical supplies, no food, no nothing. They basically live in like in the city proper, but it's all garbage strewn. There's no facilities, no nothing, and they have to struggle for everything. And then the people who choose to sacrifice themselves to the corporation, they get everything. They give them a place to live. It's like a city within a city where everything's there, and they're not allowed to go to the
Agenda
to the black
21
market area. This is exactly what we're seeing the beginning of with this Wisconsin Valley. Oh my goodness, it's mind blowing. But I just had to tell you that. But it's Incorporated. The first season was last year, but I was looking at it and I said, this is exactly what they're plotting, because in that show, they're talking about corporations playing the role for the public that the government plays now. Everything that the people need, they go to the corporation for it, and the corporation has to exploit your labor in some way for you to get those supplies.
Hey,
and the
listen,
more
Ross.
Of yourself you're willing to sacrifice, the more they're willing to give you. That's how it works on the show. It's mind-blowing. I'm not a big TV freak, but that show will definitely give you some perspective on what you were just talking about.
Hey, listen.
Okay, we got two more. Scotty and then my man Mario. Go ahead.
Listen, the GEO Group already operates a quote-unquote family detention facility for immigrants. We reported on this on New Abolitionist Radio. These are like so-called, quote-unquote, undocumented immigrants who they have caught. These are, in this particular facility, it's women and children. Women and children. They call themselves being compassionate and keeping families together. And they give them classes on how to be good Americans before they send them off to work wherever the GEO Group got them working and doing whatever they work and teaching them English and all this and that. But these are families. These are families being held in detention work camps, man.
Yep. And it's the whole thing. And this is going to only grow. This is the explosion. This is the expand. The implosion, the economic implosion, because the implosion means that it's set off intentionally. The implosion is going to bring about the darn prison enslavement explosion. This is all what it's going to be a part of. And so we got one more caller. I want to hurry up because I don't want to say too much. I want to get this caller. My man, Mario. Mario, what's going on, man?
Brother Dave, how you doing, man?
What's up, brother? How you doing? Oh, I found a copper.
Oh, yeah? Okay. I'll get in touch with you after the show about it.
Yeah.
Well, real briefly, I just wanted to reiterate what Brother Rob was saying. I am familiar with this show, and he's correct and on point. These corporations in the show, they are the government. What they write is no longer policy. It becomes legislation, and they are the municipalities. They govern everything, and if you are with the program, you get the perks, but as soon as you cross them, it's a wrap. It's over and it's done. Also, when you were going over the Wisconsin thing, a movie that came into my head is an old school movie, but Escape from New York, and then the sequel, I think, was Escape from California.
Right, Mario. I didn't even think about that one. Yeah.
If you're really familiar with those movies, you know, they know what I'm talking about. If not, they need to check them out, because, wow, it's amazing. They got to tell you before they do it, but I can see
that's
it coming to fruition.
So true. Mel, you hit it out, because remember, is what Mario's talking about. Remember, this has already been done. Remember with the deal, I can't remember. Oh, shoot. The Trade Alliance, the Pacific Trade Alliance, that they came back off of. They just took it out of public view. But that's what that is. That means that corporations
corporations. It goes back to where it really starts. It all goes into the controlling of resources. The governments are nothing more than celebrity figureheads. The foundations of those corporations are the, behind that is the decision makers. They're the ones that control the resources. They're going to cut it off from you to get more energy out of you. That is where these things is going, where no longer corporations have sovereignty over immunity over any kind of laws that will be written by the so-called governments that they employ. Man, this is going to be crazy. So, Mel, great part, and I'm glad you shared that, and that was so important. That is huge. My man Mario, thank you, brother. Roz, thank you. My man L.A. Ramon, Jada, and Robert, and Scotty, much love, much respect to you all. Listen, all, it's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. Brother Braggs, if you will, chime us out of here. We're running late. Much love, much respect. I'll talk to you all soon. Peace, peace.
Peace, peace.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold. Before. In 2000, Saddam Hussein announced Iraqi oil would be traded in euros, not dollars. Sanctions and an invasion followed. Some say because the Americans were desperate to prevent OPEC from transferring oil trading in all its member countries to the euro. Not the case in places like Libya and many of the Gulf states. A gold dinar would have given oil-rich African and Middle Eastern countries the power to turn around to their energy-hungry customers and say, sorry, the price has gone up and we want gold.
The United States should welcome the self-determination of Africans. They certainly have denied self-determination to Africans inside the United States, so we're not surprised by anything that the United States would do.
If Gaddafi had an intent to try to reprice his oil or whatever else the country was selling in the global markets and accept something else as a currency, or maybe launch a gold dinar currency, any move such as that would certainly not be welcomed by the power elite today, who are responsible for controlling the world's central banks. So yes, that would certainly be something that would cause his immediate dismissal and the need for other reasons to be brought forth for removing him from power.
It's one of these things that you have to plan almost in secret, because as soon as you say you're going to change over from the dollar to the something else, you're going to be targeted. There were two conferences on this, one in 96 and another one in the year 2000, called the World Mataba Conference, organized by Gaddafi. And everybody was interested.
Something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs. A gold dinar would have given oil-rich African and Middle Eastern countries the power to turn around to their energy-hungry customers and say, sorry, the price has gone up, and we want gold.
And our resolve is clear. The people of Libya. Libya must be protected.
Others say it's about
slicing cake.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya...
Freestyle. Free like birds and trees, free like open seas, free like the change of seasons, and that is the reason we need to stop killing American soldiers without a reason. Freestyle. Fighting a war for money control and America's own treason. Disloyal to our own, but we go to other nations and we make their houses our homes. What about our homes? What about our houses? In this war that ain't about you, ain't about me, and damn sure ain't about America's civil liberties. Cause we got Americans dying behind gunfights, crooked cops, babies crying, presidents lying, black men a statistic, AIDS, and this shit is quite twisted. The streets sweep, babies miss, and mama's wishing they daddies was there, and it makes me wanna holler cause it seems like we no longer care. Freestyle, free life, freeing the street soldiers from this war in progress, cause it's on the street too, and it too is about greed and power. We need the government to wake up and take a truth shower. We need us to get us free cause they don't know what's best. Probably ain't never seen 7-year-old little boys wearing bulletproof vests to protect their chest, cause ghetto children run free, and they run free through free bullets that's ready to rip through chest. Free bullets ready to lay to rest anyone in their way. See, free bullets run free through playgrounds where ghetto children run free all day. Freestyle. Let me await to see the day when I am free like birds that fly high up in the sky. Flapping wings able to elevate while my mind accumulates thoughts of being free, cause my voice is not free like freedom of speech should be. Freestyle.
Like a spoiled child with well-to-do parents, like not only being royal but standing and planning as the heir apparent. That's how it should be. Freestyle. Without FCC sons of piles calling out fouls, or free like anarchy in the streets and the rippling roars of the crowds, like taxi drivers do rules written in stone. Freestyle the way the FBI can tap all our phones. Free to be me and do whatever I want to do, and freestyle so they can be them and you can be you too. I want mine totally, completely, absolutely.